Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population new.
Population Newacheck.
Kyle Newacheck. What's
third.
Up? Dude, what's third. Up, buddy?
Yeah, thank you for respecting
in me. In a long third. Line of Kyle Newacheck.
That's right. That's
and you're
right.
Here, we'll get into it in a little bit, but you're here promoting a movie
yeah.
that you made.
Yes.
That the idea started with that hat. You saw the hat first.
So here's the best part about this is that we just had our friend Jillian Bell and Natalie Morales. We had them on to talk about this. So we're going to talk about it with you.
Beautiful.
All sorts of good stuff happening. But, dude, you directed a number of episodes of What We Do in the Shadows. And you got to direct us in some stuff, which was so great. I mean, the fact that we got to be up there and hang out with you, it just makes me so happy. And what a treat.
I mean, the stuff came out great.
It's like, fantastic.
Were you happy
right?
with how it
yeah,
all came
people
out?
Yeah.
The but like specifically the unit stuff that we did, which was basically our fake show.
Yep.
With you.
Oh, that yep. show open, that fake produced open for Go Flip Yourself, I think is like should be.
Didn't you have like editor friends who were like,
oh, no, I was running. I was walking in Silver Lake and some guy was like, I'm an editor and I've edited a number of those specific shows
sure,
for
yeah.
HGTV.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I was like, it wasn't us. It was Yana Gorsky. It was Kyle Newacheck.
Yeah.
I was like, these guys got it right.
Yeah. Yana had a whole like graphics pack made up just for it from her editor friends. And she just like geeked
perfect.
On that episode. So
it was perfect.
So hard.
I hope they submit that one for an Emmy.
It worked really well. I mean, dude, the payoff in the season, it was like, why is he watching this? Why is he?
I know.
They're doing an entire departure.
I know. It was so great.
I was hyped on that.
It was great and it was fun. And this leads into kind of what we're going to do on this show because these guys were so dumb. I loved how dumb they were. They were just not dumb in a way of like dumb, but they were just dumb. Like,
yeah.
Hey, a knucklehead. Everybody's
fun
a knucklehead.
Dumb. They're just
fun dumb. Fun dumb.
That's what we're only here for.
We are here
fun
for
dumb.
Fun dumb.
Yeah.
So let's get into a dumb story. Jay's got the wheel this time.
I got the wheel, and I'm going to work really hard to not reveal things.
Don't reveal anything, because the best part is when we guess people's age, we guess how much damage they did.
How drunk they were, their blood alcohol
all
content.
That stuff. So don't reveal any numbers.
How far they ran on one leg.
Jay is famous for as he's reading, be like, so 2 21-year-olds were like, Jay!
God, sorry, okay,
stop
here we go.
It.
Yeah, no context, less context,
less context.
More stupidity.
Ready?
Right.
Here's the headline. This is sent in by Adam Poulton.
Oh,
this is Poulsky 75.
Yeah. So what we do is, if you want to, and we'll let you know, and we'll let all our fans know, if you want to send it in.
Yeah, Kyle, if you ever come across a dumb
at Sklar Brothers, at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town, and then we know
yes.
who sent it at
on
the
Twitter.
Right time.
So we get a timeline. Yeah. Sometimes a bunch of people send us the same story.
We try to go with the first.
We go with the first one that was sent in, and this tells us, so we're fair. All right, so, okay, man shoved.
Already.
Good start.
Already, like, you, this could go in any way.
Yeah. Pig at petting zoo. I don't know.
Dude, what would
you
say?
Oh,
if I
got
just
into
start
a fight
this,
with a pig?
I don't know. That's
what came to your mind?
What do you, I don't know. That was the
man
first
shoved. What do you
shoved? I first wanted to say.
What do you think it is?
I always
obviously
think.
I know where you go.
I always think, maybe it's because I was a door guy for 9 years before acting and comedy and all that stuff. I always think the most powerful thing someone can do is not get in a fight and win. It's get shoved and walk away.
Oh my God.
It's
that
the
is
most
that's
powerful.
That's a power play.
It's the most, because the person who shoved you thought, oh, I'm going to shove and it'll get going.
You
and if you get shoved
outcome.
And go, okay, man.
You have this strength.
And you walk away, no. People are like, oh,
so,
he's.
So, Dan, what do you think the rest of this is? Man shoved.
Something.
I mean, one time I did have to shove a goat.
I don't know why I thought it was an animal. I don't know why.
So now you've got me. I was like, they took me to a farm. They're like, Dan, get in with the goats, Danny. And so then and they thought it would be funny.
How old are you?
And
how old are you?
6.
27.
I'm born and raised on farms. The goats did not want me in there.
Of course
I have a trauma memory, a
oh,
core
boy.
Trauma
unpack
memory
it, baby.
Of it, of the goat
it
coming at me, and I caught both of its legs
oh
as it was like rearing to get
no.
me. And then I remember one of my family members being like, okay, get out, let's get out of the goats. Okay, what did he shove?
Well, he shoved something up something.
That's
right?
What do you think?
Yeah. Like, well, that was the last thing I was thinking about.
Just finish it. Finish it in your brain.
I mean, he's got to be shoving.
Shampoo bottle. I'm going shampoo bottle. You're in the bathroom. You want to explore
a lot of his mouth. Yeah, where? He shoved a shampoo
also
bottle.
Shoved is too violent because if we are going in the body, it should be inserted. Don't shove unless.
So you say shoved it up his ass?
Well, that's what you immediately think of. Okay. Like, I shoved wasn't going to say it.
You're so far down the. If you're at the shoved level, you've been in the process
all right,
for a
fine.
While.
Accidentally sat on a Harry Potter wand. Okay, fine. Man shoved, and I won't give. The length
how,
of it,
how much is
okay. Or the girth
deodorant can up his butt.
Oh, give it up.
Comma
give it up.
Left it there for, and we'll get to how long later. Okay. All right,
so let's get to the details.
Whoa, hold on. Wait, a deodorant can? Like an aerosol?
Yeah,
that's aerosol bad. Can? Don't do that. You don't want anything.
You're killing the environment up your ass.
Yeah, I also feel like you're fucking with a lot of pressure. Like,
I don't know.
Literally.
That's like, I've seen those things explode and you hit them with a hammer. Mm-hmm. My dad was in construction, so we used to just bang the shit out of aerosol cans and like let them pop.
Oh, God.
Don't. I really think
this is like a whole new. If you light those farts on fire, you could burn down a house. That's right,
dude. Imagine
this is gonna
imagine.
Sounds stupid.
I mean, it's ass body spray.
I feel like good. Somebody yeah, who's doing shampoo bottles or ass deodorant, body spray deodorant or whatever.
Yeah,
they are too embarrassed to like go to a sex shop, or they're not like they're just taking what they have rather than like owning like what their thing
for
is.
This. They make things for this very purpose.
True. And you don't have to start with such a blunt object.
No,
you can start with more of a tapered
look.
Yeah, I just wish there was a service where you could like say like, hey, I'm repressed, I'm too embarrassed, and then somebody go, oh, well then I'll donate for you, and then you don't have to go to I'll get it, I'll leave
we'll
it here.
We'll send
and
this unmarked box.
Are you too repressed or too afraid to say you want this in your life? I'll buy it. I'll leave it here. It'll be like we'll do like a Russian information drop. Like
up in Laurel Canyon, there's
blind drop
in a bunch of places. There are like little library boxes with a bunch
perfect.
Of books.
Take one.
There.
Take one.
Leave
one.
Take a dildo.
Take a
dildo.
Take
a
dildo.
Leave a dildo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a butt plug. Leave a butt plug.
Glass. You can
take
glass
some
and
lube,
metal. You can do that.
Leave
with.
Some
replenish.
Lube.
Refill the lube. The endless. That's what the Olive Garden should have. Bottomless.
Bottomless lube.
Okay. He tried to hear your family. No, you're not family.
Different type of garden.
He tried.
Yeah. Not family.
You're
not family here.
When you hear, you're a stranger. All right. He tried to use a deodorant and ended up with an anti-poosperant.
Oh,
that's what they wrote.
They wrote it.
Kyle, you are allowed to destroy
that. Why would you destroy that? Because that was fun for me.
I love that energy.
Sorry.
Don't
anti-poosperant. All right.
They said that? Yeah. Anti-poosperant?
That was written in an article. A journalist wrote that.
Well, they're pumped. They want to be in comedy.
Come on.
They want to be writing for comedy.
Right. That
sure.
is probably right.
He wants out or she wants out.
Yeah, that's a cry for help.
They want out.
Who wrote this article? I don't know. How many year old man? We can start guessing.
No, this is where I could get sad.
In India.
Because you wanted to, in India.
Had to be hospitalized after shoving a deodorant canister up his butt, where it remained for, and I will decide on how long.
I feel like I'll take a stab on the age stuff. I feel like this guy was old.
Okay. I'm thinking
tell
this.
Me how
I feel
old.
Like he was just like. I'm going 60s, like somewhere, like late 60s, just cruising, like nothing to lose. Like
so
saw
68.
I think like
okay,
yeah,
68.
I think it's like pre-70.
Great. All right, Jay or Dan, what do you think? I'm not gonna guess because I know.
No,
I
think you should guess. I want to go.
I think you're right.
I'll go 46 years old.
Okay, midlife crisis.
I think let's. Just
but also
for
been
the,
doing it for a while.
For the sake
late,
of fun.
Yeah, I think it's a late life exploration.
But then, as you said, I think of all the deodorant he's bought if he's in his 60s.
Think of how long he's been. Yeah, he's been thinking about it.
Okay, so I think he's like, 37, and I think his parents are like, "How come you're not getting married? We've arranged several for you, and this is not work."
You smell great.
And he's like, "I need to just get this thing done because it's like the addict who knows he's going to the rehab, and he's like, I better just shove this up there fast.
He's like, you want to know why I'm not getting married? You want to know why? Right. This is why. He shows him.
And he farts out the most beautiful smelling men.
All right, okay.
Poopery.
That's
already a product. That is. But I did, you know.
It's essentially what it was.
Get your answers in.
No anti-pooperin.
No anti-pooperin.
I love it.
The man in India was, you ready for this?
Yeah.
27 years old.
All right.
Okay, youngster.
Kind of
young guy.
Yeah.
Just experiment.
Malleable, pliable.
Just having fun, yeah. He's a very forgiving anus.
He's always bummed me out, too, because I'm like, people will accept you.
Yeah,
there'll be people who want to do this with you.
Yeah.
Or won't care if you want to do it to yourself.
Find the group.
What if his whole thing is that he wanted to do it by himself?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Now you're kind of like.
Maybe. So, all right, Dan.
Here's the problem. There's no, you need something with a flare on the end.
So, Dan, can I ask this question for real?
Yeah, I don't know
the answer to this.
That's, I think, what happened here.
What if the element that it is not accepted is the thing that excites him the most?
That could be it, too. Also, there could be people.
I do know what you mean. They call
that
taboo.
Also, there is a kink.
Taboo.
There is,
that's taboo.
There you go.
There
is a kink where he could say, no, I'm into it being household items and toiletries. Like, that is my.
I want to stick the thing up my butt that someone in my house could be like, where's the X? Where's the deodorant?
Well, it's not lost on me that this is a smell good aerosol can.
It's a smell good
with
story.
With a very smelly
area.
Place.
Yeah. Smell good story. It's a smell good story.
Maybe it's like, dude, I just stink so bad. I got to put this
get
up.
Get it all.
Maybe I can help it from the inside out.
He's Armageddoning it. It's Armageddon. You got to drill it in and then blow it out.
Blow it up from the inside out. It's a smell good story.
All right. Doctor shared a graphic video of the emergency room backdoor evacuation, noting that the team was shocked to witness the patient's gate. This was a big deal for us, Tapas Ghosh, the superintendent of Burdwan Medical College.
He's stoked.
You know it's bad when you show up and the doctors are like, oh,
or someone's like, go to the maternity ward and get the birthing forceps.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta get this thing out.
You always say it's worse when your doctor gets quiet.
That's like when Steve-O put the fucking tiny car in his butt and then went and got an x-ray, you know? It's like,
you're like,
people are doing this as bits.
This is not a bit.
Not a bit.
Come on, man.
So this wasn't
kind of hacky at this point.
This wasn't Knoxville, like this.
It wasn't Johnny Knoxville.
Do you want to know a quick crazy one?
Yeah.
Quick crazy?
Yes. Indian jackass.
One of my aunts was a ER nurse.
Okay.
And they had a guy come in, and now it's called sounding, right? We all know what sounding is.
I don't know what sounding is.
You stick something
in your
urethra,
the
hole of your penis.
In your penis, and then
I've heard about
tap
this.
It and the vibrations.
It's called sounding?
Yeah, it's called sounding. Do sounding rods. This guy was that term wasn't coined at the time. He had just taken an old school thermometer and was sounding himself, and then it broke
and
with mercury was
penis,
going, working its way out.
Just that story sent chills in my whole
body.
Yeah,
like, but also kind of hot.
My dick, yeah.
Yeah. Don't hit that table.
Sorry. Don't hit the table. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the unnamed patient had reported to the medical facility located in West Bengal on Wednesday after experiencing severe abdominal pain.
You think?
Press reported.
I wonder why I have this pain.
Blocked up.
I mean, the doctors there conducted several x-rays, which revealed that the poor soul had a how-many-inch deodorant can inexplicably, I think we can explain
oh,
it.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Lodged in his colon.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally kidding.
Yeah,
near
not
the
anus.
I'm going to say 10-inch deodorant
can. No
cans.
Way.
10? I'm gonna go eight.
Eight.
Because you feel
as soon as you said, we're
six or eight.
I think it's a travel doggy.
A travel doggy.
I think it's a
travel
guy.
Yeah, it's a little guy.
So a little guy. How big? That seems more
like 4 inches.
I think this is inflated. I think they want you to think it's
okay.
It's 10 inches.
So you're saying like 4 inches.
And
you're right. More likely to get stuck in there.
Now that I'm really
picturing
this, I'm really imagining
really let it permeate
your walking the stupidity out.
I wonder if as he was putting it in, and we're gonna take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll get the answer.
Oops.
I wonder if as he's putting, it started going, started going, and then whoop, and then it's like way up in, and he's like, I don't. Where did it go?
So you're saying it's like at the bank when you're parked outside the thing
and
you put
drop the thing
and
it goes
poof.
Yeah.
There is a point of no return.
That's what people. That you're,
no deposit, your, no return.
Your, I'm going to say this right into the microphone for once.
Dan.
Your butt is made to keep things in until you relax and try
and
hard enough to let them out. So if there is a point at which you go in,
and
your rectum is going to want to
suck it back up.
Yep.
Suck it back
in. There's
a
point.
There's
a point.
There's a point, as Kyle said, it's the point of no return.
So 4, 10,
8.
Jay, well, okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out about the movie that Kyle directed. And
I'm totally fine.
Did produce,
I didn't
produce.
Direct it. Yeah.
Produce. You were in it. You're in it.
I'm in it, baby.
You're in it, baby. I love it. Yeah. Listen, director, producer, actor, all the things
directed
that he does.
A Sandler movie, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I've directed stuff. So we'll talk about on Brandon Dermer, the director.
No, of course, of course.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. And again, you know, because the director deserves the love that the director gets on these things. We'll talk about all of it. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. All right,
totally
that's
fine.
What it is.
And then we will tell you when we come back on the other side of the break how big this deodorant is.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more to People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Our guest is the great Kyle Nowacek.
I like Nowacek. No, let's air this out for a sec because my great-great-great-grandpa died, and his obituary was spelled wrong.
What?
And pronounced. So this is something that goes on in my family.
Mine too. Because it's Van Kirk, and there are people who go, no space. In my family, there are people like, very few no spaces, but there are people who go, no capitalized K. And then other people are like, space, both capitalized.
Yeah, it's tough.
And that's what I do.
It is space. It's Van Kirk, spaced, both caps. But yeah, so we deal
with
it.
I think the biggest thing, if you don't know how to pronounce it, like just my biggest advice is just take a swing.
Take a swing. Dude, sklar is so hard for people because there are three consonants in a row just fuck people up.
People are like, okay, Mr. Skyler. I'm like, where do you see a Y?
Where do you see a Y?
Tell me.
Or they take away. They'll go scar.
Scar. No. Skier.
Scar Bros? No. Whoa, that's kind of fucking hard.
Scar Bros is their true crime.
Are you going? But the Nowacek brothers are like, these guys.
They both play for the Maple Leafs.
They started in the
penalty
NHL.
Minutes. They just hack people to death.
Keep up.
All right, so obviously what we do in the shadows involved with that. And
let's talk about this movie because we just had Jillian and Natalie on. They were so good. And, you know, they're talking about this movie. And
it's out right now. People are loving it.
It's out. I want people to see it. It's in theaters, in the Art House Theater. I'm totally fine. You produced it. You're in it. And who directed it?
Brandon Dermer.
Nice.
Beautiful. Yeah, good buddy of mine.
So tell me, how did it come about? I know you kind of really, this was like something you really wanted to see the light of day. And there are all those people who are like, I really want to do this. And they never actually do it.
Yeah, this was absolutely that like pipe dream of like, you know what, let's make a movie without a studio.
Amazing.
And just do something where the creativity is the decider.
Yeah.
You know, like the heart is the decider, the laughter is a decider. Yep. There's not too many like analytical conversations going on that aren't pertaining to that.
Sure. And you guys shot it in like what,
10 days?
14 days or 10 days?
Shot it in 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think that was possible before.
I did a 10-day feature.
How big was the script? Yeah. 100 pages script?
No, we cut it down. It was 100, but then we couldn't afford to shoot like the opening actually, so we were like, let's just jump into the story.
Wow.
Which that necessitates creativity where
it does. We made the box because I mean it was during COVID,
right?
So it was December of 2020 is when we set out to make this thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, like
which is balls on its own.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
on its own. That's like, we're gonna do this thing.
So that's early COVID.
Yeah,
that's like 9 months in.
Yeah, you're saying
no vax.
Worried.
No vax.
Basically
when we started writing the script, it was July of that year, you know, the summer when the fucking beaches were closed and stuff, and it was like, wow, what is going on?
We're
going
to write this thing.
So we wrote it, and then, we were like, well, let's just keep it small. I didn't want to go through 2020 having not created something, because I really do try to create at least something that I can, you know, present to the world every year.
Yeah,
that's a great goal.
It's something that keeps me, like, you know, sane.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Can I ask you, are you a fan, as you guys were putting this story together and everything, are you a fan of like all the Black Mirror stuff? Like the thing you think could be good for you may end up not being, or like too much of a good thing, or the thing you think is going to benefit you can end up hurting you or being
Just
not
knowing the other
side. Yeah, but I mean like those Black Mirror where you're like, okay, you want this opportunity to have this thing?
This seems not knowing the other side of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched Black Mirror.
Okay. No worries. Twilight Zone type.
I feel like you
Twilight
would love
Zone
it.
Is off the charts.
You would love it.
Things that just keep you kind of
thinking.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was. I was explaining, I think, in here the Black Mirror episode about the woman who's
with Domino Gleeson.
Yeah, the woman whose spouse just gets in a car accident and dies, and she there's like technology that can bring this like whole thing back, and the person a doll and all that stuff.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
And it was wonderful, and it was great for a very period of time, but then she realized, spoiler alert, that like it wasn't him. There was just something off about it, and it wasn't him. And it's like you don't know that until you're actually in through the thing. And what a lesson that is in life. You just don't know sometimes until you're actually in the middle of it, which is really a lesson about go experience things because you just don't know which direction they're going to go.
Right. Well, that's exactly
what... Or delaying grief.
Yeah, that's what brought this about because, I mean, obviously in 2020, everything was ripped out from underneath us. Like, and the director, Brandon Dermer, like, you know, he had this whole, like, lineup where he was going to go do a movie. It was supposed to be what he thought in his mind was going to be his year. Yeah. That was like, okay, I'm going to take a hold of this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was the same way. I was ready to go out to travel and make a movie in Colombia and like, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, nobody's working. Mm-hmm. And so we all collectively felt powerless.
Yeah.
So when Dermer brought up this idea of, you know, embracing that and actually making a movie about just living through those uncomfortable moments.
Sure, yeah.
It just absolutely spoke to me. Like, I wanted to produce something small and something without the studios because the movie that I did before this was Murder Mystery, which was Sandler movie, and it was huge. It was all the toys.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do was try and build a small box and just kind of see what happens?
Yeah.
What happens, you know, because you start thinking like, oh, I need all this stuff to make this. I need all this stuff. And then it's like, no. I'm just...
You need a good story and good actors.
Yeah, cameras, good actors, believability. Yeah. Like, you're having fun with it.
And only getting like 3 takes, 4 takes.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need 10 takes. Yeah.
Exactly. You have to trust it. We're shooting like 10, 11, 12 pages a day. Mm-hmm.
You need to...
I always think about the movie Tommy Boy that was a studio film, but they treated it like it wasn't. I mean, they were on the day, like every day being like, what do we need to get today?
Yeah.
And what joke is going to win out? What story point's going to win out? Yeah. And obviously with like Spade and Farley, you're operating. But like, they were kind of operating on that sort of like small level of just them. And they were, you know, running the risk of pissing off a lot of people who wrote checks.
Yeah.
But this is going, no, none of those people are going to be here.
They don't exist on this project. Yeah.
This is us making this for the sake of making it, and
I hope everybody watches it.
It's up on Amazon.
If you haven't seen it yet, watch it again.
I'm totally fine. You can get it on VOD. You can go like look it up. If you're looking like, hey man, I want to go see a movie this weekend. You know,
if you're lucky enough, it's by an art house theater by you. I think we're in like 20 spots over America. So we're out there, you know, but VOD, absolutely, you can get it on iTunes or Amazon.
So, like, I feel like this is as important as anything with your consumer dollars or the choice you make of what to see. Like, you can say, I want this guy and these people
to make more movies.
This guy makes another movie, he'll put us in it.
There you go. You know it.
See
you
how
know
that
it.
Works? Even if it's like, I hear a lot of people complaining, going, well, the only movies out there are Marvel movies. Da, da, da. Well, the way to change that is to support this movie.
Yeah.
So someone else is like, yeah, we need to make a couple of those movies every year. Yeah. We need to have some of it. So, all right, check it out.
I mean, dude, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You have to. And I feel that, you know, through the process of making this and making a complete independent film, like I find myself searching for the commerce.
Yeah.
And it's like, where is...
Well,
the
we're going to make it happen on this show.
We got to support it. We got
to get 25,000 people to go see the show. That's how we do it.
Vote with your bucks. That's America, man. Vote with your bucks. God,
you know what to do.
Speaking of small, uncomfortable things that you have to work through, when we left,
you guys all had your guesses for how big the deodorant can one that was lodged in this man's colon near his anus.
Kyle said 4 inches. I said 10.
Daniel said 8. One of you is 1/2 inch away.
Okay.
Oh, it's 3.5.
3.5? You can go in every...
I think maybe 5.5.
7.5.
Get your answers in.
Because I don't want it to be 8.5.
Get your answers in because the size of the deodorant can.
I'm fucking ready.
7.5 inches.
Oh! Daniel!
That is
still
also
enormous.
That's big.
I'm looking at this. This is 6 inches.
I got another guess. Ready?
I've never held anything 7.5 inches in my hand ever.
To make matters worse, the can was reportedly lodged up there for how many days?
Now, this is the deal. You're 27. If he was really old, I would even maybe think longer or maybe faster.
Really? I think really old, you're just like.
Yeah, because if you're young, you think this will work itself out.
I'll poop it out.
Yeah.
I'll pass it. Like, my body will, like.
But now you're talking like tetanus, right?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Are you talking tetanus? Because
like
that's
the
like
rust
metal
on the can.
That's
oh,
like metal.
God.
You know, like
the
if you
can.
Leave, if you leave like a shaving cream bottle in the or can
into the shower,
yeah, how
it starts to
rust.
Get rusty. Yeah. We'll
look, see. I don't need to pry into any of our sex lives. But if any of you had a sexual mishap right away,
mishap.
Something has gone wrong.
Terrible.
Yeah,
you get it done.
Right?
Dan,
wouldn't you go straight to the ER?
This is where the shame comes in. Shame comes in.
I know, but wouldn't you just go straight to the ER?
Yes.
Wait, what's the shame coming into it?
He's saying like that he's sticking something up here. It's not a dildo. It's a household item. He has shame that that's something.
Obviously,
that,
like,
I mean, if it's gone for a long time, I'm going to assume shame.
Okay.
Yeah, but this dude slept like this?
I don't know. Eight meals? So
wait, what's your
eight
guess?
Meals? Definitely slept on his stomach. All right.
You
go last.
I haven't thought about it. Okay, so, I'm still weighing this out.
Ran.
I think this was in there for 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I went small on the last one.
Go ahead. Go small again.
I'll go 11 days.
11 days. How long?
I think that it is. You got 3 days of denial, and then you've got like four days of it'll
work
itself out. And then he had a day of like, okay, it didn't. Maybe tomorrow I'll go. And then the next day.
Tomorrow I'll go.
I'm going to go. And the next day he's like, I have to go today. But he couldn't make himself do it. And then the 11th day, I think I'm at 11. He was like.
On the 11th day.
He's like, Mom.
God rose for the
just drop me off.
Removed the
drop me off a half a block away. And I'll walk up to the hospital
what
myself.
Do you think?
I'll live. Dude, I mean, well, the last time I left something in my. What's up?
Yeah. But see, with flair, people do that. There are people who insert and go out and have a great night. Yeah. They got a little jewel in the back
know.
Door.
You don't like, know.
But that's what the flair is for on the end of it.
All right. So what do you think?
I'm going with 3 days.
Three days.
Okay. I'm going on that.
Three. What'd you say?
I'm thinking
six.
Six.
Three,
yeah.
six, and 11.
Get
your answers in at home.
It's probably 3 weeks.
The can was reportedly up his can.
Yes.
For 20 days.
20 days, dude.
I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you on the side comment that he made under his breath 3 weeks, during which the unfortunate fellow was unable to relieve himself, obviously.
Yeah. No,
that's
kidding.
Really dangerous.
He was in jeopardy.
Right?
That's really dangerous.
Thankfully, doctors were able to remove the deodorant can during a how long surgery?
Okay, how long was the surgery?
Real quick.
Yeah.
We do enough of these dumb other stories on this show. Can this guy get in the Guinness Book of World Records?
He should.
I'm guessing nobody else has had a 10-inch deodorant can.
So, but I don't think they want to encourage
someone to beat it.
Some of the stuff. Sounding records
it's
and all that
exactly.
stuff. You
know? Okay. How long was the surgery?
Surgery was 8 hours.
8 hours?
100%. Surgery
was
8 hours.
Okay, I'm going to go two. 2 hours.
They had a lot to deal with.
One of you. Is exactly
right. Oh, so now we get to play the game. Who do you think is right?
Are you going to stick on your side?
Yeah.
I think it's
eight
me. 4 hours.
2 hours. They know exactly what they're doing.
We're staying put. Right.
Because
staying
I think put. Once you get him sedated, you can really get those muscles to relax, and we're just.
Okay.
But think of what they had to clean out if he's been impacted for three weeks.
Felt like a brand new can.
Yep. Doctors were able to remove the deodorant can in a 2 hour surgery.
Yeah,
Dan, you know way too much about this story.
Dan,
you're two for two with exact answers.
What was the other one?
Seven and a half inch can.
Close.
Well,
it was a half inch away.
I think the most common.
Guys,
we've all held a dildo. I mean, a deodorant can.
Right. Anyhow, you ready for this? This is what's crazy. The graphic 45-second video shows the team of surgeons slicing open the man's stomach lining to unveil the silver spray can, which they then remove and hold up to the camera like a bowling trophy.
Shut up. Wow. You made that.
They wrote that in there.
They wrote bowling trophy.
Like a bowling trophy.
Perfect game.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
I can.
Where do you think you are?
This can.
That's so great.
Just answering a question.
Unfortunately, the patient did not emerge from the operation unscathed. He reportedly sustained damage to both his esophagus and intestines,
buddy,
the latter energy of which likely requires surgery in the future. He will also need to be monitored by medics for the next seven days.
But does he go out like an addict and stick another thing up there right
the family said that they
can
yeah
see how far he can go now
that's his celebration that's
you know
like
the people who OD they go right in the hospital parking lot and just do it again.
David Blaine would call this a trick
charge money for this. This isn't the first time someone has gotten an unlikely item object stuck in their derriere. We know this. We do this every year.
Every year.
In April, a Brazilian man had to undergo emergency surgery after reportedly shoving a dumbbell up his rear during an ill-advised attempt at self-gratification.
Damn.
You gotta get your reps in, man. Any way you can. Yeah, is that CrossFit? I don't do CrossFit. I don't do CrossFit.
Feels like
it might be.
That's a squatting accident.
That's a squat.
That's
if you do it while squatting,
there you go.
That's the new version of squat.
New version of squatting. Oh my god,
horrible,
unbelievable. There you Kyle, go. Thank you so much for coming on and doing the show. We told you to be fast. We told you to be fun. I'm totally fine. This guy's not totally. Fine, but I'm totally fine is the movie. I want everyone to go check it out. Go support. This is how we do it. Let's show the power of our dumb people town, our townies. Go out there and support it. Support this movie. Go watch it. You'll be happy that you did. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.